Are there other openings to get into the hollow Earth? Are there special caves, perhaps, throughout the planet, or just at the North and South Pole?
There are tunnels throughout the Earth that have been discovered, probably built by the antediluvian people that were quite advanced in the sciences and technology. There are caverns that go all the way through the Earth. This entrance to this cavern in Kentucky, which I believe is probably the Mammoth Cave, which I understand they haven't found the end of it.
When I was a kid, I remember reading about what was called Shambhala, an area that people believed was a tunnel into the center of the planet. I remember reading Jules Verne's book, Journey to the Center of the Earth. Were those all talking about what you're talking about tonight, and that is a hollow Earth?
His fictional book, Journey to the Center of the Earth, was about some explorers that descended into an extinct volcano in Iceland, and they went down into the inner world, and they came out into an inner surface where there was an ocean, a continent, and an inner sun giving off light, and plentiful plant and animal life, and they even caught sight of some giant people tending a herd of mammoths. So these are all exactly the same things that Olaf Jensen reported he actually saw. So he must have had some pretty good information. So most of the inner surface is inhabitable. Compared to the outer surface of the Earth, we have three-fourths of water instead of three-fourths land. So there's possibly more land inside the planet than there is on the outside. And there's lush vegetation there. The vegetation grows like a paradise. Olaf Jensen remarked that some of the apples that grow on the trees in the earth are as large as your head. And peaches are just humongous. Pears, the grapes were as the size of our oranges. And the people there live to be up to 800 years old with no sickness or disease. It's just a veritable paradise. After spending a year learning their language, he and his father were taken overland in the monorail train to their capital city, which is built around the original lost Garden of Eden. And he described it on the highest mountain plateau of the inner continent, that where the vegetation grew even more profusely. In 1829, a couple of Norwegian people, Olaf Jensen and his father Jens, were fishing up north of Franz Josef Land when they noticed a lead through the ice. And they followed this lead northeast of Franz Josef Land and accidentally found their way through the North Pole opening to the inner earth. They reached the inner earth and sailed along the coast and went up this big river, which they later found out was called by the inhabitants of the inner earth the River Heidekel, which is one of the rivers that flows out of the Garden of Eden.